Republican legislative leaders say they will not be able to do as much as they would like to in the area of behavioral health, but they say they will be able to accomplish a few things. Behavioral health advocates say there's a growing need for community-based treatment. Judges have said they have no choice but to sentence drug addicts and people with mental health issues to prison because that's the only treatment available. The leaders say the money is not there to go full bore into community treatment, but the state may be able to take some baby steps toward that need.
I think we're going to make some progress there. It's not going to be about spending money. It's going to be setting the table so that when there is revenue and stuff available, or we can do some things.
Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner said he's well aware of that need.
To be honest with you, it is costing us money to take these people that have addiction problems and incarcerate them. We cannot build enough jails and prisons to take care of them.
House Majority Leader Al Carlson says he would like it to be done through public-private partnerships.
The state can't solve all these problems by just saying, we'll wave a wand and say, we're going to put another $20 million into fighting drug addiction. There aren't enough professionals, working professionals in the marketplace. We need to figure out how to address the services that they require as well as anything else. It isn't just a money solution on this. It's a behavioral change solution that we need to figure out how to do, and we can't do it without the private sector involvement.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.